91X News.
It's plus 7 and foggy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Shawnee Rochetti. Travelers planning road trips to the U.S. are warned to expect heavy traffic at the border today in advance of tomorrow's U.S. Thanksgiving. The Friday after Thanksgiving is considered to be the beginning of the Christmas shopping season, with many stores having extended hours. Travelers are advised to have their travel documents ready for inspection and be prepared to declare all good purchases in the U.S. Just in time for the holidays, Canada's biggest bank is dropping expiry dates and most of the fees on its prepaid Visa cards. Don Kelly has more.
The Royal Bank's making the move 4 weeks after Finance Minister Jim Flaherty announced reforms for the prepaid card industry. RBC will keep charging a one-time fee of $3.95 to issue a prepaid card, but says all the money loaded will remain available to make purchases and that new cards can be issued at no charge if a balance remains after the card's expiry date. Flaherty says the government believes it's not appropriate for consumers to lose money if a gift card expires after a period of time. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Premier Dalton McGuinty says that agreements between high school teachers and the York Region and Upper Grand District school boards have received a thumbs up from the government. Hamilton Wentworth, Thames Valley, and Niagara District school boards are still waiting to hear from Queen's Park. All elementary teachers are expected to be in a legal strike position, opening the door to province-wide strikes across the next 2 or 3 weeks. But there's pressure to reach agreements since the Liberals can impose their own agreements if they do not like what the unions and school boards negotiate. The Salvation Army says more than $2 million in toys and donations has been stolen from its North Toronto warehouse over 2 years. The organization says that the toys were taken from its Railside Road facility along with food and other donations. The issue came to light after a whistleblower came forward in August, prompting an internal audit leading the charity to fire its executive director over missing money. The Salvation Army has not publicly linked the firing to alleged thefts. The organization released a statement saying that audits discovered $250,000 has gone missing from its operating budget over several years. More details are expected to be released today. The latest report on child poverty across the country comes from First Call, a coalition of more than 90 provincial organizations, and contains distressing news about the number of poor children in British Columbia. Beth Lighton has more.
We still are right at the bottom of the heap.
That's Public Health Association of BC spokesman Dr. John Miller describing BC's 14.3% child poverty rate, the second highest in Canada, just behind Manitoba. Miller is calling for immediate poverty reduction targets and the appointment of a minister to oversee the work. Children's Minister Stephanie Cadieu says the government's jobs plan is a key solution, but more work is needed.
And it certainly needs to focus on the individual needs of families and different communities.
Beth Layton, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
A group of international business students who came from as far away as China to complete a program at a Toronto college have won a lawsuit over a misleading course description. The students spent thousands of dollars in tuition to find that George Brown College could not confer the industry designations that it had mentioned in the course calendar. Graduate students launched a class action lawsuit against George Brown, and an Ontario Supreme Court judge agreed that the course description was negligent misrepresentation. Judge Edward Belbaba wrote that George Brown is a highly regarded college and the ruling should not change that, but it was, quote, careless and made a mistake. The amount the college must pay will be determined at a later hearing. A U.S. woman has pleaded not guilty in the stabbing death of her 7-year-old son and a 5-year-old she had been babysitting. Polish immigrant Elizabeta Blachowski stood silently while her public defender entered pleas on her behalf during a brief hearing today in Illinois. Plakowski had told investigators that the children had been jumping on the bed at the girl's home when she ordered them to pray, then stabbed them dozens of times as they begged for their lives. The 40-year-old told investigators she killed her son because she was upset with her husband and was grieving her father. She said she killed the girl because she was a witness to her son's death. Israeli's deputy prime minister calls a bus explosion in Tel Aviv, quote, an escalation in the conflict with Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip. The bombing wounded at least 10 people and came amid a flurry of activity to help piece together a deal to achieve a ceasefire. Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, said that after calling on Israel to its attacks, says Hamas has to stop firing rockets on Israel cities and towns.
I reiterate my call for an immediate cessation of indiscriminate rocket attacks by Palestinian militants targeting Israel's populated centers. This is unacceptable.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Cairo and has entered talks with Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, who has been taking the lead in mediating between Israel and Hamas. That's 91X News to 1205. Austin McKay has sports next.
Karen, I was wondering if you wanted to go on a date with me.
What did you have in mind?
Little Texas and Heroes. Maybe play some pool before heading to the club?
Well, you shouldn't have to spend a lot of money on our date.
You're worth it.
Little does Karen know, Andrew will show her all this at one great location, Hero Sports Bar. It's located on the upper level of Little Texas Nightclub, where Andrew will get 50% off pool with his loyalist student ID.
Like Little Texas Heroes on Facebook, Little Texas Nightclub and Hero Sports Bar. 290 North Front Street, Belleville.
Welcome back. I'm Austin McKay with 91X Sports. There's OHL action going on already during the lunch hour. The Mississauga Steelheads are hosting their annual school day hockey game that started at 11 a.m. They're playing the Guelph Storm. Right now, Guelph is leading 3-0 off goals by Cody McNaughton, Scott Kasmichuk, and Jason Dickinson. The second period is just getting underway. For this evening's game, Barry heads to Owen Sound, Windsor is in Plymouth, and the Saginaw Spirit head to the Sioux to face Belleville native Nick Cousins and the rest of the Greyhounds. The Belleville Bulls hit the ice again tomorrow in Erie. To junior hockey now, the Trenton Golden Hawks have the night off before heading up to Kingston tomorrow. There's one game on tap tonight with Toronto Lakeshore taking on Georgetown. In junior C hockey, no games will be played tonight, but two of the top teams will battle it out tomorrow. The first place Picton Pirates host Port Hope at 7:30. The NBA is littered with 14 games on the schedule tonight. The Toronto Raptors will take on Michael Jordan's Bobcats in Charlotte. Toronto is coming off a loss in Philadelphia last night. The Raptors managed to drop the fourth quarter and gave up a 106-98 decision to the Sixers. Other games on hand tonight feature Paul George and the Indiana Pacers hosting the New Orleans Hornets. Josh Smith and the Hawks look to take the magic out of the Wizards of Washington. And Jimmy Harden and the boys of Houston try to tame the Chicago Bulls. Move over Kobe Bryant, there's a new ball hog in town. Maybe not exactly, but close. Jack Taylor from Division III Grinnell College dropped 138 points in a stats game of a lifetime last night in Iowa. Taylor led the team to 178-104 stomping of Faith Baptist Bible. Taylor hit 27 bombs from three-point land and was 52 of 108 from the field. He also hit 7 of 10 free throws in 36 minutes of play. Leaving North America for a moment, a man accused of throwing a plastic water bottle onto the track seconds before the men's 100-meter final at the London Games will go on trial in January. Ashley Gill Webb was granted conditional bail today after pleading not guilty to using threatening words or behavior with intent to cause harassment, alarm, or distress. Usain Bolt won that 100-meter race in a breezy 9.63 seconds. That's a second faster than the 1988 world record of 9.79 posted by infamous Canadian Ben Johnson. Former boxing world champion Hector Macho Camacho is in critical condition after being shot in the face last night in Puerto Rico. A hospital director says the former boxing champ's condition worsened this morning. Doctors and his family are expected to discuss today whether to take Camacho off life support. Police say Camacho was outside a bar in a parked car when he was shot. No word yet on a motive and no arrests have been made. Camacho has a career record of 78-6-3 with 38 knockouts, his most recent fight coming in 2010. That's your 91X look at sports for 12 o'clock. Send us your team or league scores via email to sports@91x.fm. Good afternoon, I'm Austin McKay. Here's Shawnee Rachetti with 91X Weather.
At 12:09, it's plus 7. Today, sunny, high of 9. Tonight, clear, fog developing after midnight, low minus 3. Thursday, fog dissipating early in the morning, then sunny, high of 11. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Shawnee Rachetti with Austin McKay. News is next at 1.
Quiddy's new rock source, 91X, is CJ.